The Life and Times of Shakespeare by Chiara Pizzorno. Copyright Black Cat Publishing. Who was William Shakespeare? More than 400 years after he wrote his first play, William Shakespeare continues to be one of the world's most popular playwrights. Millions of people still go to see his plays at the theatre or watch them as films at the cinema or on television. Shakespeare also wrote poetry. He wrote many of his poems when he was writing his first plays. His best-known poems are his sonnets. So, why is Shakespeare so popular? Maybe, like many great writers, he seems to have a real understanding of human beings. Through his characters, we see our strengths and weaknesses, our difficulties, and also how life can be funny, too. Shakespeare's early life. William Shakespeare was born in Stratford-upon-Avon, in central England, in 1564. We don't know exactly when he was born, but we celebrate his birthday on the 23rd of April, on St. George's Day, the day England celebrates its patron saint. His father made and sold gloves. He also had an important position in the town. Mary Arden, Shakespeare's mother, came from a wealthy family, and she was richer than her husband. We know that Shakespeare had brothers and sisters, but we don't have much information about his early years. Almost certainly, at the age of 7, he started at the King Edward IV Stratford Grammar School. Students didn't pay to go to the school, but they had to learn to read and write before starting. They studied mostly Latin, but the students also learned about Greek history as well as maths. Shakespeare ended his education at 13. His father had serious difficulties with money at the time, and so the family probably wanted him to start work. Shakespeare got married at the age of 18 to Anne Hathaway, who was 26. They had 3 children, Susan, and 2 twins, Judith and Hamnet. Hamnet died at the age of only 11. Shakespeare goes to London. Around 1587, Shakespeare became part of a theatre group of travelling actors and left Stratford-upon-Avon and his family to go to London. Then, as today, London was the wealthiest and biggest city in England. With the many houses, shops, people and places of entertainment, London was an exciting city to be in. In their free time, Londoners often went to inns, where they could see shows. Later, they went to the new, circular, open theatres. Shakespeare arrived in London at a time when the theatre was becoming more popular. The theatre companies often asked students and educated young men to write plays for them, because it was cheaper than using professional writers. At that time, theatre companies needed patrons, important, rich men who gave the company money to put on their plays. At first, Shakespeare wrote for a company called the Chamberlain's Men. Their patron was the Lord Chamberlain, an important person at court. Shakespeare was a good businessman. He owned part of this theatre company and 2 of the theatres where the company performed. Blackfriars, reopened 1596, and The Globe, 1599. He soon had enough money to buy 2 houses, one for himself in London and one for his family in Stratford-upon-Avon. Success and the return to Stratford. Shakespeare soon became well known in London. His plays were a success, and other writers started talking about him too, even if they didn't always speak well of him. His theatre group started performing for Queen Elizabeth I. They continued to perform at the Royal Court under King James I, where they took the name The King's Men. It seems strange now, but Shakespeare didn't publish his work. This was because playwrights didn't get money for their work if it was used by other people, and so other companies could use his ideas. In 1610, after his mother died, Shakespeare returned to Stratford-upon-Avon, only staying in London for a short time after a fire destroyed the Globe. In 1616, Shakespeare made a will. In the spring of the same year, another playwright, Ben Jonson, came to visit him. The two friends spent the evening in an inn, remembering old times. The evening was possibly too much for Shakespeare, because that night he became ill and died not long after. It is said that Shakespeare died on the same day that he was born, the 23rd of April. In 1623, two friends finally collected together his work and published it in a book which became known as the First Folio. In the introduction, there is a poem by Ben Jonson, in which he says about Shakespeare, "He was not for an age, but for all time." Shakespeare's times. Elizabeth I, 1558 to 1603. Elizabeth I was the daughter of King Henry VIII and his second wife, Anne Boleyn. In 1534, Henry broke away from the church in Rome when the Pope didn't agree to a divorce from his first wife. He started a new church, the Church of England. Elizabeth was the first Protestant queen. Elizabeth's reign is known as the Elizabethan Age. It was a period of great economic success and cultural growth. Elizabeth refused to marry, saying that she was already married to her country. During this time, many people saw Elizabeth as a strong ruler, but not everyone. Her Catholic cousin, Mary Queen of Scots, wanted to become queen, and in 1587, Elizabeth ordered her to be executed for treason. In 1588, Spanish ships tried to attack England, but without success. In 1601, the Earl of Essex attacked Elizabeth's power, but he was not successful either. Elizabeth remained queen for two more years until her death in 1603. James I, 1603 to 1625. When James I became king, he was already King James VI of Scotland, and so, for the first time, Scotland and England had one ruler. James was not popular. He and his court spent a lot of money on unnecessary things. In 1605, a man named Guy Fawkes and a group of Catholics planned to kill James and destroy Parliament. The plot was discovered. It became known as the Gunpowder Plot. From that moment on, James I decided that all Catholics were his enemies. England celebrates the discovery of the plot with fireworks on the 5th of November. It is believed that Shakespeare wrote the play Macbeth especially for James, because he wanted to write a Scottish play for the king. Discovery, exploration, and the arts. Shakespeare's time was a period of great discovery, known as the Renaissance. The Renaissance, meaning rebirth, was a period of new creativity that began in the 15th century. In Renaissance culture, the earth was the centre of the universe, and man was central to what happened on earth. In the early 1600s, the Italian Galileo Galilei was able to show people that the sun didn't move and that the earth went around it. He was able to do this using the telescope, invented by Hans Lippershey in 1608, and the theories of the Polish astronomer Nicholas Copernicus. This was also a great period of discovery and exploration at sea. Sir Francis Drake sailed all around the world, and Sir Walter Raleigh brought back new things to England, such as potatoes. It was a great period for literature, too. In Spain, Miguel de Cervantes wrote Don Quixote, and in England, there were other famous writers, such as Ben Jonson and Christopher Marlowe, who wrote Dr. Faustus.